What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're going to skip back to the Kavanaugh Carnival because there is a new development where apparently Christine Ford and her lawyers are refusing to turn over her polygraph results for independent verification and therapy notes. Now, as far as the polygraph is concerned, it's now been revealed she knows how to beat a polygraph test. The reason the therapy notes are key is because Ford said that was the first time she told anybody about that. And that would be a critical piece of evidence. But apparently, lawyer Deborah Katz penned a letter to Judiciary Committee Charles Grassley. They will not turn over these items. So looks like they've got something to hide. Oh, man. It is just insane. Okay, we're going to take a phone call. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Insanity is the name of the game, isn't it?
It really is.
Oh, yeah. I originally called about Assange. A few weeks back, I had read something about, the Ecuadorians were getting ready to expel him. It's exactly like you said. I mean, what did this guy do? All he did was he edited something that, pointed the finger at a bunch of people. In other words, the truth about what's going on. People aren't as dumb as they used to be, even just 10, 15 years ago. Well, I shouldn't say dumb, ill-informed as they used to be, like 10 or 15 years ago. If something like that were to happen where Assange were to be kicked out, and obviously as soon as he walks out, I think the British are right there, aren't they, with some police or whoever, and they would pick him up and extradite him back to the United States, people would know right then and there, you know what? This is it's another Iron Curtain. Obviously,
yes.
There's no freedom of speech. That's gone. It's absolutely wiped out. And not to mention that the people that are running the show, i.e. the owners and their puppet politicians, are protected. And we already know that's the fact, but it's on full display there. So, I mean, if it were to happen, it may be a good thing. But, there's always going to be these people that say, oh, well, this is great. Well, this is great news. This is great news. It's not great news.
It's not great news.
It's just another nail in the coffin, isn't it, Mike?
I'm afraid so. I mean, apparently over at Gab, which we've been pushing as an alternative to some of the big corporate social media, apparently because they are still carrying Alex Jones, they're... payment processors are threatening to cut them off or have cut them off. They had two payment processors. And so, yeah, it's basically trying to bring down not maybe an iron curtain, but definitely a silicon curtain.
Yeah. Well, censorship by any other name. I have a question for you. Knowing what we already know about Brett Kavanaugh, this Brett Kavanaugh case, for instance, the remodeling, the second door on the house, her coaching people to take polygraphs, all of this stuff. Do you actually think that this will be uncovered with an FBI investigation, or do you think it'll be just swept under the rug, given the political bias of the FBI?
This last FBI investigation was a political exercise where, the Republicans wanted to say, yes, we're going to go along here and, have one more investigation. But obviously, from this latest talk about keeping it all secret, the investigation didn't find anything, or even worse, it found more information to discredit the accusers. And that may be why Dianne Feinstein wants this thing to be kept secret, so they can keep pounding Kavanaugh with the accusations. And saying, we don't really know. The evidence is still locked up. Feinstein is now making a big deal that the FBI investigation is discredited because they didn't talk to Kavanaugh and Ford. But as I mentioned before, there's no point. Ford issued a sworn deposition. That's her statement. And Kavanaugh has been testifying left and right. He's been answering questions to the Judiciary Committee. There's nothing more to be gleaned there. There's no reason for the FBI to include them in this latest investigation. What the FBI did was they went on out to all the people who were being held up as being able to corroborate the accusations coming from these women and re-interview them again. And that was it. But Feinstein is looking to find, again, it's delay, 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 delay. And Mitch McConnell wants to get a vote on this done by the end of the week. I would agree. I'm sick and tired of this stuff. We've got more important things to be talking about right now. But I would not be surprised if the Democrats try and start a filibuster and just stall as long as they can with the filibuster just to keep this from happening. And it really is disgusting to see it all happen.
Yeah, it is disgusting, Mike. One has to wonder, I mean, how do these people get elected? You know, I just, I don't understand.
Well, they use
I really don't.
Electronic voting machines. Yeah, there's vote fraud is this epidemic in this country.
I cannot imagine being in a position where I could act like some of these people, you know, just the blatant lies, deception, you know. I don't understand it, Mike. I appreciate your time. You're doing a great job. As long as you're on air, I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna support you. Thank you very much, Mike.
All right, thank you very much. We appreciate the support. We definitely need it. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network, and we're going to take another phone call from Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I couldn't help when you told me about the water. I mean, haven't we been talking about this constantly, about, you know, that's where we're headed? And sure enough, I just want to say something again. People, I don't know how many people remember the 1960s and the draft riot. You know, we really say the riots and the service about the draft then, the Vietnam War. This would be multiplied many different times today. And I just want to also give a warning to, I told you already that I'm Jewish ancestry. I don't practice Judaism, but I am of Jewish ancestry. So I want to give a warning to other Jews. You think anti-Semitism, you talk about anti-Semitism, the people are against Israel or whatever nonsense, which of course has nothing to do with anti-Semitism. It's a rogue nation, it's out of control, and it's causing trouble. People will blame Israel, and they unfortunately will blame the average Jew if this happens, because there will be people drafted, there'll be, you know, young boys will be sent off to die in a war with Iran. If it means invading Iran, it would be a guerrilla warfare that would make probably Vietnam look tame. You might, of course, Russia might get involved. Who knows? I mean, my opinion is Putin would just sit back and let the United States mess itself up, kind of like when the Soviet Union destroyed itself in Afghanistan. But who knows? I just don't understand. I just don't understand these people, Mike, what's going on. The people in charge of this country, why do they let this little nothing of a country hold us by the nose or by the, you know what, by the private part and tell us what to do? And this maniac who's there, you know, the head of Israel, Netanyahu, they treat him like he's some kind of a god when he comes to the United States, goes to Congress. I mean, I just don't understand it. Mike, maybe you could explain it to me. I don't know if it's money, I don't know what it is, brainwashing, it's hard to say. But
well, it's a combination of multiple factors. Obviously, money is a big part of it, and we have this organization in the United States called AIPAC, which basically monitors all members of Congress, and those who toe the Israel line get lots and lots of money. Those who don't, the money goes to their opponents in the next election, and it is a completely corrupted system. And our nation is being preyed upon by Israel, and we can see the results around us. You know, this country is on the verge of collapse and death, at which point Israel will simply find another country to parasitize.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think what Putin should do is just nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them. Just give Iran maybe 5 or 10 of them. That's enough. That should be enough of a deterrent to tell Israel, keep your nasty hands off of Iran and the rest of the Middle East, or else. Because you may have 200 or 300 weapons, 5 or 10, it'll only take about 1 or 2, and that'll be the end. Maybe that's the best thing. And but as far as this country goes, as far as the United States goes, I told you yesterday, I think a lot of these leaders of ours are on drugs. Okay, like when you see somebody like the former senator there, they had K. Bailey Hutchinson, or the other so-called Admiral Zinke. I got to wonder if these people aren't Prozac or something like that. I mean,
They might well be. I mean, there's actually a pharmacy inside the Capitol building. So, yeah, there does seem to be a demand.
You know, they both come from the Cold War era. Both of them come from the Cold War era. So they should remember how frightening that was with the U.S. and the Soviet Union facing off. And this is a lot worse because we were never this close to them. Like, in Syria, one mistake, and that could be it. And we almost had those mistakes with the Soviet Union numerous times, not just during the Cuban Missile Crisis. Do you think these people get it through their heads? This is serious business. We got to stop this. We got to start minding our own business, bring our troops home from the four corners of the world, and take care of this country. We can put them on the border in the meantime until they start building the wall that we need. Do something. But this got to stop. This costs over $1 trillion a year to fund this thing, this military-industrial complex. We could have a real national health care system that would work, something that could actually serve the people if we could, and plus, not to mention a lot of other nice things that we could have in this country if we just stopped it. I don't know, I'll leave the rest up to you, Mike. I mean, you know, maybe you can figure it out.
Well,
I can't.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call. And, yeah, the issue is that this country, this government, embarked on this war agenda back in the 1990s. A lot of the policy focused on this organization, the Project for the New American Century, which basically said the next century, the 21st century, will be the century of America. The rest of the world will bow to us. And it basically said, yeah, there's going to be a lot of war. There's going to be a lot of death. There's going to be a lot of destruction, but it's a sacrifice we're willing to make. And the U.S. government accepted the policy position and said, yeah, we're the sole remaining superpower on Earth. Let's go and act like it and start taking over all these countries, make sure that they use the U.S. dollar, make sure that their resources are available to us. And they basically bet the farm on it. They have diverted so much money away from the rest of our society, not just infrastructure, but, you know, manufacturing and the rest of it. Right now, if you look at just how much of our gross domestic product, how much of our economic activity is tangled up one way or the other with the military, if peace were to break out tomorrow, the U.S. economy would collapse. So they're kind of stuck. They can't turn around and go back. They can't get up there and say, we made a mistake, this is a bad idea, or it would all implode on them. So they're going to keep on going until, you know, victory or death. And I'm afraid it's going to be death here. Okay. Apparently, Kanye West was on TMZ Live on Monday. And the host, Harvey Levin, asked him to remove his MAGA hat because it was going to make people feel uncomfortable. And West came on back and said, you know, you can't bully me. I'm going to wear the hat. Now, there is no right to not be uncomfortable in the Bill of Rights. There is a right to freedom of expression. And one of the ways the political correctness movement has just gone so totally overboard is their demand that everybody conduct their behavior, everybody control their speech, everybody dress so as not to offend anybody around them. But when you have an entire segment of our culture whose entire self-image is based on always being offended, that's an impossibility. So why bother? And I think more and more people are getting that idea. Okay, what I say offends you. Fine, be offended. I don't care. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the economic news here. The emerging markets are in serious trouble. A lot of money was invested in there, and now they're dealing with rising oil prices and weakening currencies, and people are concerned. There's a big crash out there somewhere waiting to happen. A big economic tsunami. Nobody knows where it's coming from. Everybody's pointing fingers in different directions. Over in Hong Kong, home prices have fallen for the first time in 29 months, and that's being seen as a significant indicator. Let's take a phone call. We're going to go to Cameron in the United Kingdom. Aloha, Cameron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Good afternoon, Michael. Just a quick question about Julian Assange, and I mean, I'm mentioning this in hope that maybe somebody who's in charge in this country that I'm going to mention hear this. I think they, I mean, countries like Iran, like China, like Russia could score a very, very big point by actually sort of giving Julian Assange a citizenship. And employ them in the embassy as a sort of a low official, give them a diplomatic passport, and that way just get them out. I mean, that would really, really, you know, take U.S. and U.K. off. But I mean, I think that's a good thing if they do that. Well, I don't know, what do you think?
I think it would be a good thing as well. I think it would be a good thing if, Assange... First of all, my question is, where the heck is Australia in all of this? Because Assange is an Australian citizen, and he should be allowed to go. He probably should have originally gone to the Australian embassy in the first place to seek asylum. But he's stuck there in the Ecuadorian embassy because if Ecuador strips him of his citizenship and his diplomatic status, then he's basically fair game the instant he steps outside that building. We know that the United States wants to make an example of him. They want to discourage whistleblowers or those who quote whistleblowers. They've got a lot of secrets to hide. Too many of those secrets are coming on out. And there's a real crackdown, that's coming. And we don't know how much longer we're going to be able to continue doing what we do. But we're going to do it just as long as we can. We need your support to do it. But yeah, I'm very concerned about what's going to happen to Assange and very concerned about the direction the entire world is going. It seems like the leaders of all of these countries have all gone crazy. And that last caller may be right. It may be the result of the modern pharmaceutical industry, which has loaded up everybody's life with all of these medications that are now admitted to have psychological effects. And have we drugged our entire planet to the edge of insanity is a legitimate question at this point.
Well, it seems like that. I mean, UK and everybody actually, as if everybody's out of their mind in government, which is, we're getting used to it, and that's a bad thing. Anyway, Michael, thank you very much. Thank you for your...
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And let's see what we've got here. apparently, there was a letter sent to the president. That we were just following up on this. And apparently, a former Navy sailor is now linked to the suspicious mail. The white powdery substance scare at Ted Cruz's office turned out to be a false alarm. More when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economic news. And September was a very bad month for Ford and General Motors. And basically, General Motors stopped giving out monthly numbers of new vehicle deliveries earlier this year and switched to quarterly releases. And today it reported its third quarter new vehicle deliveries. They plunged 11% compared to a year ago to 694,000 cars and light trucks. All of its brands lost ground. And basically, based on Bloomberg's survey of analysts, GM sales in the month of September plunged 14%. And this includes like the Silverado, Sierra pickups. These are hot vehicles. They're supposed to be popular and they're just not selling. And with the price of new cars about to go up because of the tariff wars, it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. Okay, let's grab a phone call now from Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you had some callers talk about Julian Assange and the whistleblowers. You know, I think it was, I'm going to say sometime in August, I was flipping around, I saw on C-SPAN that they actually have a National Whistleblowers Day, which I did not know. So I guess selectively the United States cares about whistleblowing, but, you know, depends how far you go with it. If it embarrasses the government and shows war crimes, then that's a bad thing. But I'm not sure. I'd never heard of it before. It's the first time forever. National Whistleblowers Day. And I am deeply bothered by, you know, this president we have currently here that pointing out a war crime could have you go into hiding. And I thought we'd learned something from past wars about atrocities, Vietnam, definitely the My Lai massacre, certain things like that, that coming forward and telling the truth would be a good thing to stop future atrocities, war crimes. But I guess we're on this pathway still. We can continue doing what we're doing, nation building and war crimes along the way, and that's supposed to be kept secret. If then somebody comes forward, that's a bad thing. I'm deeply bothered by
that. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, for people who have something to hide, whistleblowers are a bad thing. There actually used to be laws in this country protecting whistleblowers. And because whistleblowers do serve a legitimate function in keeping corporations and government accountable. But they've been chipped away over time, and the United States may mouth their praise and support of whistleblowers, but right now whistleblowers have no more protection. I remember back when TWA 800 was accidentally shot down. One of the first things that happened is whistleblower protection for those Navy units involved in the recovery was immediately withdrawn. So,
yeah. I do remember that also, but I didn't even know it existed. Like I said, National Whistleblower Day. I can't pin the day on it. It was on C-SPAN. They were talking about it. They were giving medals or certificates away. And I had never heard of such a thing, and then I see what's happening here, and blowing the whistle on those journalists being killed in Afghanistan, and covering that up, and I'm pretty certain Pat Tillman was taken out also. That wasn't friendly fire, but, this is a bad direction to go when a whistleblower telling the truth and honesty is treated like a villain himself, and I am very deeply bothered by that.
Yeah, that's the world that we live in. Those who lie are rewarded and promoted and glorified, and those who are telling the truth are treated like we're the bad guys. We're the villains. We're the evil ones. You know, we're anti-American. We're unpatriotic if we want the truth.
Right.
If you're a loyal American, you will believe the bovine excrement we shovel at you. Seems to be the attitude coming out of both the government and the corporate media.
That's it, Mike. Hey, thanks. Great show.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Steve. We're going to let you go here. The retail Mageddon is picking up speed. Sears, JCPenney, Brookstone, and Mattress Firm are heading toward bankruptcy. In fact, Mattress Firm may declare bankruptcy just in the next few days. And they're looking to basically get out of their store leases and shut down some of its 3,000 locations that are losing money. And again, the reason is simple. People don't have money to spend. Mattresses have actually become very expensive. And you can't have those two trend lines not cross each other sooner or later. And that's what's going on here. Over at the S&P 500, the percentage of unprofitable United States initial public offerings is now basically at the same level that we saw during the dot-com era. A lot of money being put into these IPOs. Not all of them are performing very well. And another indicator, things are not really going very well. Huntington Bank is now planning to close 70 of their branches in Ohio and Michigan. And we're going to take another break for commercials, and we will be back with more news after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I was watching the Fox News feed over during the commercial break. And Immigration and Customs Enforcement is saying there's all of a sudden, there's been a major increase in the number of illegal immigrants just coming across the border. And I wonder if that's the Democrats recruiting more illegal voters for the midterm elections. Congress actually tried to pass a resolution condemning voting by illegal immigrants, and the majority of Democrats refused to sign it, refused to vote yes. They love their illegal immigrant voters. They're depending on them now. Probably sent out another message, more free stuff, more free stuff. Just get on up here, vote for us. We'll take stuff away from the American citizens and we'll give it to you. Somewhat variation on a theme that we're seeing down in South Africa and Namibia. All right, we're going to take a phone call. James in Tokyo. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How are you, Michael? You have to give accommodation to the guy in the control room. I told him I was Maxwell Smart from Du Bois, Iowa, but he understood who I was right away, and I failed that security check. So give the guy accommodation.
Okay, I certainly will. So what's on your mind today?
One question about the economy. like we're talking about the Amazon with the $15 an hour. I left the U.S. in 1990, maybe. Yeah, around 1990, 1989, I can't remember. I was making probably $10 an hour, I don't know, $20,000 a year before I went away. And do you think that $15 an hour, which is like, I don't know, maybe $2,400 a month, is, can people live off that in America where they have to pay all the health and everything?
Not really. And it's not really all that generous of Amazon, because they may have increased the minimum wage and announced it to the press, but in the process, they cut out the bonuses and the stock option plan. So in reality, the Amazon employees are actually winding up in worse position than they were before.
I'm not talking about the Amazon. I'm just talking, can a person, because I'm in Japan, so can somebody in America live, you know, comfortably for $2,400 a month?
No, I don't see anywhere where that could be. I mean, rents are sky high, and maybe out in extreme rural areas you could get away with it. But then, you know, if you're in extreme rural area, what do you do for a living? How do you do a job? The problem is that all of our economic activity is concentrated in the cities. That's where all the jobs are. But at the same time, that's, you know, where the standard of living is more costly.
That's all I wanted to know, like, because, you know, I'm not around. I don't have the feeling for it like you do. And when I read the news sometimes, I can't 100% understand everything. And I haven't, you know. So I just wanted to hear that input from you, and no real questions today, but that was all I wanted to ask. So,
all right. Well, thank
you. I wish you well.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. You know, the bottom line here is, it is not sufficient for the American worker to be just getting by with rent, food, and all the mandated health insurance and the rest of it. If they're not earning enough money to go into the shopping malls and buy products, then the consumer economy grinds to a halt. And with it, the supply chain economy that gets products to the malls, the manufacturers who make those products. And it's not really a way to revive American manufacturing to be doing that. All right, let's get on back here. A lot of people are saying, what's going on with gold? And gold has been down for a while. And the suspicions are it's being deliberately manipulated by blending it with paper gold contracts. They blame the price of the physical with the paper contracts, and they say that's the gold fix right there. But they can overprint that paper, and in fact they have, as a way of diluting the price of gold. So a lot of people are out there saying, it may be time for gold to rebound. Over at safehaven.com, they're saying, we're seeing the bottom. Okay, we can see the bottom, and it's been six straight months of decline, but they're predicting this streak is at an end. Maybe, maybe not. It depends on how desperate the banking system is to keep us on our savings accounts and how desperate the stock market is to keep us buying their paper equities. However, down at the Perth Mint, gold and silver bullion coin sales soared in September. So they're snatching it on up. I saw a TV commercial for one of these silver traders saying that demand is now exceeding supply. And Barron's is saying it is time to buy gold. Bank of America is predicting gold will soar above 1,300. So it may, if you've got some investment income, if you've got disposable income, it might be the time to build up your portfolio's metal investment here. The last thing you want to do, though, is go on credit to invest anywhere. And unfortunately, I've been hearing that a lot of very desperate Americans are basically gambling. They're borrowing money, and they're trying to play the market. And that is a recipe for disaster. That's basically what caused a lot of the harm during the crash of the 1930s here. Peter Schiff is out there saying that the coming financial crisis is going to be much bigger than 2008, and that people will be dumping dollars and buying gold. Gold always has intrinsic value. The value of the dollar fluctuates based on various whims and interests. Oman is planning a new oil pipeline to Iran, trying to basically get ahead of the latest U.S. sanctions, and they finalized the deal in last July. The pipeline is going to cost $1.2 billion, and it will send 28 million cubic meters per day of Iranian natural gas to Oman via Iran's southern port of Kuh Mubarak. So they're definitely going with that. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin has come on out defending the Nord Stream 2 project and basically commenting on reports that Washington, D.C. was going to start sanctioning any companies participating on the Nord Stream pipeline. And Putin is out there saying it's time for the EU to defend its interests, because it's definitely in the EU's interest for this pipeline project to go through. And they shouldn't kowtow to the United States saying, no, we'll still stick with the old pipeline that runs through Ukraine. We're reaching a point where all these sanctions are going to backfire, where the entire world is just going to stand up and say, enough with all of this. You know, you're locking up the global economy. More critics have stepped forward regarding Trump's NAFTA version 2.0, saying it's just another corporate giveaway. Provisions within NAFTA 2.0 will make it harder to hold big oil and gas accountable, while threatening efforts to protect consumers, workers, and the environment. Now, one day after signing the new NAFTA deal, Canada has announced that they're going to set up a massive project to supply liquefied natural gas to Asia. And that would make them a major competitor with the United States of America. And this announcement came less than 36 hours after the Trump administration said it reached a deal with Canada on NAFTA. Now, this is going to raise an interesting situation, because remember a few days ago, we had the Secretary of the Interior was getting all huffy about the fact that Russia wanted to send oil and liquefied natural gas into areas where the U.S. was selling those same products, and therefore they were considering a naval blockade on Russia to prevent those Russian oil and gas ships from sailing. So what are they going to do now that Canada is setting up a rival liquefied natural gas delivery system for Asia? Are they going to blockade Canada? Is Canadian bacon about to become real? But over in the EU, they are showing signs of standing up to U.S. bullying over Iran sanctions, and they're basically moving forward with their special purpose vehicle, in which they're going to do business with Iran using the euro and completely drop any involvement with the U.S. dollar. So the U.S. dollar is still a major reserve currency in the world, but its position is clearly in decline. And global de-dollarization is going to be a jolt for the U.S. economy, and the U.S. economy is already very, very fragile. In fact, if the world just decided they'd had enough with the United States sanctions and all the warmongering, all they've got to do is just drop the dollar all at the same time. The party would definitely, definitely be over at that point. Pardon me. Okay, the EPA wants to relax restrictions on power plants that are pumping mercury into the air. Now, remember, mercury is a powerful neurotoxin, and basically, what the EPA is saying, they had bad math when they set up the original regulations. Fuzzy math, bad math, that they're recalculating the allowable emission levels, and they're going to be higher than what they are right now. Okay. Story coming out of Global Research up in Canada. If you take out the package insert for pretty much every vaccine that's out there, it will contain the disclaimer, quote, this vaccine has not been evaluated for its carcinogenic or mutagenic potentials or impairment of fertility, end quote. That phrase, or one just like it, can be found on just about every vaccine package insert and should be reason for any person to decline vaccination, especially for their children. Apparently, right now, doctors are no longer required to give full informed consent regarding vaccines, and people are encouraged by TV shows to blindly trust their doctors, which is silly. There was that John Hopkins study that showed medical mistakes are the third leading cause of death in the United States after cancer and heart disease. So they're just pouring out all these chemicals. They're indemnified from civil litigation, and they openly admit this could be cancerous. We don't know. We haven't checked. This could make you sterile. We don't know. We haven't checked. And don't forget all those scandals in other countries where vaccines were found to have intentionally added chemicals to sterilize women these shots were being given to. Are they going to start doing that here to the American people? Maybe. Got to make room for all those illegal immigrants and refugees coming on in. Which hasn't stopped the vaccine industry from cranking up the yearly propaganda, get your flu shot or you're going to die. I saw a commercial on Fox over there reminding that people 65 and older, you know, can very easily die from complications of the flu. So get your shot right now. And it's marketing. It's marketing. They're selling a product most people don't need. Most cases of illness claimed to be the flu actually turn out to be ordinary colds. It takes a lab test to determine if somebody actually has influenza versus any of the other more benign illnesses that permeate our environment. And there are natural flu remedies out there as well, along with just good hygiene, keeping your distance from people who are obviously ill. But the medical industrial complex is just as greedy as the military industrial complex. And medical care in this country has been turned into just another racket. And that goes all the way back to President Nixon, who signed the Health Maintenance Organization Act for his friends over at Kaiser Permanente. Prior to that, it was actually illegal in this country to make high profits off of medical care. You were supposed to treat the patient. You were supposed to bill the patient for the time and services of the doctors and the overhead of the hospital and the medical supplies. But it had to basically zero out. There couldn't be a huge plus on the accounting sheet when it was all over. But that all went away with the HMO Act. And medical costs have soared, and the quality of medical care in this country has declined. And the pharmaceutical industries are out there with a new business model. Hey, we don't want to sell medicines to people who are sick. If they die, we can get sued. We're going to sell medicines to people who are perfectly healthy and don't need them. Little bit of news from the world of science. This actually gets back to that story we had yesterday where the Nobel Prize Committee is being encouraged to focus less on the actual scientific achievements of Nobel nominees and, you know, work for diversity and geography and topic and basically PC it up. Well, they sort of kind of got their wish today because Canada's Donna Strickland of the University of Waterloo won the Nobel Peace, not the Peace Prize, the Nobel Prize for Physics. And she's only the third woman to do so after Marie Curie and Maria Gopart-Meyer. And apparently Donna and her associates came up with some major improvements to laser technology to make them more effective for things like eye surgery or microengineering. And so she got that one. The Nobel Foundation also came on out and said that while they deplore the actions Myanmar's civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi that her peace prize will not be withdrawn. She gets to keep that little one. Now, I pity those poor people out on Indonesia like they haven't suffered enough. They had a major quake, 7.5, followed by a monster tsunami. They are still cleaning up from that. And now the volcano, Mount Supatan, is erupting on the island of Sulawesi. Probably was kicked into life by that major earthquake. So, again, what they're having to go through down there. Okay, we're coming up here on our final commercial break. We're going to take a break for some commercials, as I just said. And, okay, we'll be right back with the last segment of our program today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today here, and getting on back to the Kavanaugh carnival. Apparently, the Senate Republicans and Senate Democrats are now tweeting up a storm. The Democrats are starting to make all kinds of utterly ridiculous allegations. The Republicans are playing defensive. But again, I think it's going to reveal to the American people just how dysfunctional this government truly has become. Okay, we're going to take one more phone call for the show, and that would be Beth in Virginia. Aloha, Beth. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how are you? I just have a quick question. I know it's almost the end of the show, but just on the economy, I'm kind of confused. You know, you talk about the economy's tanking, and I just wondered where you get the truth, because when I listen to other talk show hosts, not only RBN, but other that I thought was truth, you know, like Alex Jones, Rush Limbaugh, Hannity, they're all saying the economy's booming, the GDP is, what, 0.2, and jobs are coming back. And, you know, how do we get truth? How do I find out?
Well,
Basically, what's going on here is
there are too many people, even in the independent media, who are taking the official government economic numbers at face value. And you really should not be doing that, which is why we dig into some sources that are a little bit deeper in, articles by people who are on the inside of the economic system. Obviously, the government and corporations want you to think the economy is doing wonderful. I mean, after all, it's the start of the Christmas shopping season, and they want to flog some more money out of you between now and December 25th. But they don't want the American people to know how bad things really are. And so, yeah, you're going to be – look at the unemployment numbers, for example, where they're saying, you know, the jobs are coming back. And the jobs report last month, they said we created 200,000 jobs. The part that was left out of the corporate media report was that over 400,000 jobs were lost. And so
I know. They probably talk about good all those
A good place to look for the real jobs numbers is the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And like any other government website, it can be very difficult to navigate and find the information that you want. But when you look at the workforce participation rate at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, it doesn't line up with this unemployment number of 3-4%. And the reason is they're basically cooking the books. We have almost 100 million Americans who have not been able to find jobs in a very, very long time, but they are moved to a different category. And that unemployment number that comes out of the government and through the corporate media basically represents people who only lost their jobs in the last couple of weeks and are still on some form of unemployment assistance. And it's just a way of disguising how bad things are in this country, because I think this government is really concerned that there could be an uprising of the American people if they really came to understand how bad things are going to be. I don't want to see that myself, but I still think people are deserving of the truth.
Yeah, it's very hard to find the truth. I mean, you know, I know not to.
If somebody's out there,
I know I don't go to any of the corporate media.
What they're feeding you is what somebody else wants you to think.
Right. Oh, I don't even watch that anymore. Sometimes I just look at a little bit just to see what they're saying, and you can tell by the headlines they're just lying to you. I understand that, but to get the economic numbers, that's what I was trying to figure out. When everybody says things are going good, you know, how do you find out the things that aren't going good? You know, what are certain economists, certain websites?
It's very obfuscated. It's very obfuscated. Anyway, listen, Beth, got to let you go. We're at the end of the show. Thank you very much for the phone call. Hang on. There's the music. It was a little late coming in there. So we're going to get on out of here. Claire and I have got some things we have to do this afternoon. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with other people that you know. Use email, face-to-face contact. Social media right now is a total waste of time unless you're into funny cat videos. So please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back here tomorrow. Aloha, America.
News. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.